graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, baby. So, I'm in the bathroom again, and I'm practicing again. So, here's the first dildo. That's just the start, though, don't worry. I just wanted to make it a little bit big before I put it in.
Yay. Glorious! No, I won't give in till I'm victorious! And I will defend, I will defend. Glorious. No, I won't give in, I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend, I will defend, and I'll do all I must. No, I won't give in, I won't give in.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 101 of Suplex City Limits for March 18th, 2007. If March 16th is Steve Austin Day, March 17th is officially Paige Day. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the Xavier Woods to my Brad Maddox.
Mr. Tyler Fudge.
How goes it, sir?
Oh, it goes. Much better than Paige, I would imagine.
Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can help support the show on Patreon, or you can buy a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees so we can buy tacos.
Or air mattresses, like Randall would say.
There you go. On today's show, what's in the news? Was there something big that happened yesterday? The Paige sex tape happened yesterday.
Yeah, and honest, not to veer off, but have you heard of the possible future leaks?
Oh, dude, it sounds glorious.
There's Caitlyn, which would be Caitlyn from the WWE, that muscular one. And apparently there's a Summer Rae one as well.
Summer Rae. What of Caitlyn? There's a picture of that out.
Yeah, with the blurred out, yeah.
Who? I don't know who that is.
Caitlyn, she was like AJ's friend. Back before she started fucking Punk, I guess you'd say. Before, like, she was even with Daniel Bryan.
Okay. Well, she looked pretty hot from the picture I saw.
Oh, yeah. No, she's yeah. Yep.
Yes, she's a whore.
She's a whore, yep.
We might as well just get into it. I mean, that's the story, right? That's like all I want to talk about, really.
Yeah, I got off for lunch at work, and it was like a gold rush had hit my phone.
I got off. Right? No, dude. Yeah, my phone was exploding. Like, I had to leave. I had to just like I was like almost done with work, and I was like, I just gotta go because people are sending me fucked up shit on my phone. Sending me pictures of Paige, you know, in various states of undress.
Yeah.
So if you were living under a rock, multiple videos and pictures of Paige have been leaked, I guess. Do you think Maddox did this or what? A lot of people say that. I don't think so, man.
There's no way it was Maddox because for the sheer fact of one, this is the I've watched a lot of CSI over the last couple weeks. So the forensic scientist in me is coming out, and at one point in a couple of videos, it's as if it's a phone videotaping a screen.
Yeah.
Why would Brad Maddox send out a video of it taping a screen when he would have the actual video?
Right.
So it's not Brad Maddox. I'm sure it's
got their computer. Like,
yes. Like a repair guy or left a computer somewhere in like an airport or something.
Wouldn't you take the video off there, though?
Well, I mean, depends on how much he cranks down to it, really.
Oh, my God.
If he's just constantly going to the wash and cranking down the page, then I guess, well, yeah, I mean, have it on your computer, I suppose.
So, yeah, if you are living under a rock and haven't seen this shit, I mean, I feel like we just have to describe what the videos are and stuff to people, right? We gotta review these.
if you reviewed the Sunny one, you must review this one.
On a side note, dude, I've become like on social media friends with Tammy Sitch this last week. And it's fucking funny because like I'll shoot on her and shit. That's so great. Because someone posted a meme, and it was of Candido, and it said, you know, cuck Dido. And she didn't know what a cuck was, which is surprising.
Oh, wow. She just had another word for it, I guess.
Yeah, and she was trying to say that he didn't know. You know, it's like, dude, everybody has said, everybody knew. How did he not know, you know? Yeah. She's like, read my book. I'm like, yeah, we'll read your book.
Look
thanks
at you.
Thanks for the link you provided.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get her on the show, though.
Yeah, you should. You really, that would be something else. That would.
I feel like we need to talk to Tammy Sitch on this show.
Ask her to critique the Page sex tape.
This Page sex tape. So, what was the first one that came out? I by the time I got into it, it was like all of them were out. But
the first thing, when I went on lunch, and I just went on Twitter, and the first thing I seen was Page blasted in the face. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? I clicked on it, and boom. All that was out then was like that weird like four tile thing. And,
right.
And the one picture, really, when I first seen it.
It just kept going throughout the day. It was so great. It was like every hour or two, it's like, boop, here's another one.
Yeah. I'm
like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, every time I look at my phone, it was like I'd see something that was Page-related that I'd never seen before. It was like, wow.
Yeah, dude. And there's a lot of people right now out, like, white knighting and all this shit. And if you're one of those people, you fuck yourself, dude.
You know you looked at it. Come on.
You know what's awesome? All right? Sean Waltman briefly tweeted, if you're the person who did this to Paige, something about, like, when you look in the mirror, you see a piece of shit or something. And it's not. I was like, I saw that on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go after this motherfucker. And I went on there, and it was gone already. So maybe someone reminded him, you know, through his damaged memory from all of his drug use, you leaked the tape of China, you dumb fuck. He did.
Oh, wow. I never ever knew that.
Yeah, he did. As far as I'm aware, he leaked that tape of him in China.
That's crazy. Well, yeah. I mean, from one piece of shit to another, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, dude, from my point of view, I like seeing celebrities naked, so I'm all for the...
I'm not going to complain one solitary bit. I downloaded a folder of like 155 Jennifer Lawrence pictures once, so come on.
Yeah, not even just celebrities, like anybody.
<That's 'cause> It's just the human nature. Tits are nice.
Right. Oh, dude, and especially like when it's kinky shit, it's even better. You know, it's like I don't like when things come out like with going back to Tammy, you know, and she's like, oh, I was smart enough not to let any of my boyfriends tape me having sex, you know, and I didn't do that until I got paid for it. I'm like, I guess fair enough. Well, but I like it when it's leaked.
You know what? It's got to be like just a thing in your head where you know it's more forbidden, so it allures you more.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
And I don't know. I won't get into this fucking Jim Vicious here. I'm into amateur shit like that anyway, so I'm all about that. You know, like some people like porn stars and shit. You know, like a porn star chick on a set somewhere. Like, to me, I'd rather, like, some bitch who kind of has, like, a chubby stomach, you know, who has a scar, like, masturbating in her dirty bedroom, you know?
Socks all over the place.
Right, yeah. I'm way more about that, so.
Her childhood teddy bear is in the corner. You feel shame seeing it.
Her room is, like, just a little uncomfortably messy. Like, yeah, dude. But yeah, there's also videos of Paige dildoing her ass, stretching it out, getting it prepared for Maddox, dude.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
To me, now okay, Jim, I gotta ask you:
Yeah,
has a girl ever sent you a video like that? talking to you, telling you I'm preparing my asshole.
You know that I'm almost married, sir.
Well, fair. I'll take that as a yes.
There you go.
I've gotten pictures before and a diddling video before, but I've never gotten a video of somebody shuffling a dildo up their asshole talking about how they're getting ready for my cock.
It's sense now. I mean, is she hot? Sure, she's hot, but not really. I mean, she's kind of skinny and there's not much shape to her and shit. No, but
she's very skinny bones.
I get it, man. Now I get why, fucking ADR is like, yup.
Kinky as fuck.
She's young. She's fucking dirty. Hell yeah. I wonder what Eve thinks about that. What do you, how would you think about that?
It's got to be a little off-putting. You know what I mean? For a second, at least, the next time you've seen her was just like, oh, you know what I mean? You can't just not look at her and think of it.
Her fucking Brad Maddox is like, that's one thing. Her fucking an ex-boyfriend. But dude, when she's fucking Xavier Woods and Maddox is like filming it. I mean, are we agreeing? I mean, some people are like, that's not Xavier Woods. That's Xavier Woods, dude. That's absolutely him.
I think, because to me, it's definitely back in NXT, the video is.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, one of the videos or one of the pictures that came out today is a dick ejaculating across the NXT women's belt and Paige's face. It's like, come up with anything better than that, dude. That's the best thing that you could even come up with. There's fucking some dude ejaculating across the belt in her face. Amazing.
That is the photo that's getting her fired.
Yeah, if all the other shit, I imagine people at WWE's seeing the other shit, but imagine their reaction when they saw that. Oh shit, dude.
Yeah. We've got to change the title.
Yeah, so really the only thing I'd be more disturbed by her fucking Xavier Woods while Brad Maddox films which let's get that angle released, man.
Yeah, the way I looked at it is there's one video where she's making noise, but I think it's the most unappealing noises in the world. The noises she was making is just like, oi, oi, oh, oi, oi, oh, baby, oi. Fuck. It's like, whatever hard on I had has just died. And then you see Brad Maddox's face is like, oh, fuck.
Dude, just for a second, all he's trying to adjust the camera, it's like, boom, it lands on his face for half a second.
Yeah, and that's when the video ends. It's just it's like Bigfoot in the woods is what it looked like. And it's just like, whoa, deer caught in the headlights.
That moment when in the Patterson-Gimlin film where Sasquatch stops and looks back.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he looks like.
That's what it is.
Oh, fuck, man. About this, remember a year ago or something, all this was talked about,
the sex tape,
right?
Yeah, I remember hearing something about it and just nonchalantly just tossing it aside and never thinking of it again until yesterday.
It's pretty great, man. I don't know, and there's a lot of people who say that we're pieces of shit for saying that this is awesome and all that, but I don't care. I have no problem being the filthiest fucking wrestling podcast on the internet. If we were to win that award, I would wear it as a badge of honor.
Just iron on patch on your jacket.
Yeah, exactly. If you're on some other format listening to this, go to Podbean and check out our thumbnail for the episode.
You'll like what you see.
We're going to end up getting kicked off Podbean for our thumbnails.
Fuck it. I own a website.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just move.
Yeah. Migrate over SoundCloud, wherever. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I mean, what else? Is there other things that we can that you want to talk about on this?
Like, you mean, like, according on to Paige?
Yeah, this Paige situation. I hope there's more to come. There is more to come.
Well, there was more screenshots. Yeah. You know, there were some screenshots where it hasn't been released or anything, so I wouldn't be surprised if more do come. And, you know, I mean that both ways. But then you have, but like I said earlier, the Summer Rae stuff, you never know what else is coming. Because, like, this could be just, like, fappening wrestling edition.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. How awful, though, think about, like, Summer Rae looking up at you, though, while blowing you, like, with that nose and that shit. That
fucking,
like,
crook just going down.
That fucking... Like Crow's Marsha Brady after she got hit with the football nose.
You know, it could have been the same thing happened to her because she played that a lingerie football or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, probably, dude. Probably, dude. Like, don't get me wrong, Summer Rae's hot, but she does have a fucking weird ass nose on her.
She does. She does.
And if you catch her at the right angle, she looks like a fucking witch or something.
WWE, though, in the past, I've done a decent job at not shooting her at that angle.
Yeah.
But every now and then, it'll come around, and it is Wicked Witch of the West.
I mean, this shit is, like, is part of the culture there, man. And, you know, I don't blame these fucking people at all. I would be right in that shit, dude. You know? Because down there, I mean, there's talk. You ever heard... Like, Brie and Brian kind of talk about, like, when they first met or fucked or something.
Was it something about...
Sheamus is there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Doing what? Fucking her or something, right? Or he's there naked?
I don't know the whole story. I don't know. You can elaborate on that. I've always heard something about Brie and Sheamus, but...
Well, right, yeah, but he was there, and, like, I don't know, I just know that, like, the stories that come out of that place are of crazy, debaucherous fucking sex. And I don't doubt it, you know?
It's the only people you really see. You're together all the time. What else is going to happen?
Well, dude, and you're young. Everybody fucking looks good. You all have fucking blood work done on the reg. Like, dude, this is fucking great, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like... The Olympics only all year round.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. Fucking Maddox, raw dogging and shit too. No condom, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, props.
Or Xavier.
Yeah, no, it's definitely them blood tests, right? Gotta be.
You gotta think so, right?
Maybe, yeah. I would take one look at Paige and be like, oh no, I am suiting up for this one.
Yeah, well, dude. You'd say that, and then you'd get there, and you wouldn't, because, like, once the dick takes over, it's just, like, too late.
Yeah, and you know what? You're talking to a guy that's had the clap before, so.
And that's, like, a little bit of fun, you know? It's like, are you, you know, like a thrill seeker? You know, like Jericho and Jericho and Storm, Smoke Mountain stuff? No, but, like, some people are thrill seekers, like, I fucking skydive, you know, because I'm a fucking thrill seeker. Like, you want a thrill, dude. Like, fuck some chick unprotected and then worry about it for a couple of days.
Yeah. Or fuck a chick unprotected, then wake up a week later when it burns when you pee and be like, fuck. Because in the meantime, from the day I had sex with her to the day that I felt like I had it, I had gotten a blowjob from somebody else. So that guy... kind of weirded me out a little bit. It's like, oh no, I've got to tell her. She might have clap of the mouth.
Mouth clap a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like, dude, you know, I look back at my young days, you know, back when I was in the game, like, just like so amazing that you make it out of there, you know? No kids, dude. Diseases. And it's like by the stroke of fucking something, dude.
Pure luck is what it is. Pure luck.
Fucking luck. And like now it seems so fucking crazy out there with like all the diseases and shit going around and everything. I'm just like so happy that I just like have one person that I sleep with, you know? Because it's way too fucking dangerous out there.
It is. Yeah. And way too like, expensive. Goddamn dates cost money and it's fucking horrible.
Super AIDS and shit.
Squades.
Squids, don't take chicks on dates, dude.
Well, I don't anymore. I used to. I used to always do the whole dinner thing because I was like, well, if I'm going to get laid, it's going to be getting laid when I'm having dinner. But no, that turns out that some chicks like to just get free dinners. And they'll put up with anything for a free dinner.
Well, fuck, you know, of course they will. So, when I had this run where I was like, it was kind of like a Michael Jordan situation, you know? So I'm likening myself to Michael Jordan here. Buckle up. So I was in the game, I was kicking ass, and then I got out of the game. This is like, you know, I don't know, lots of years ago already. I got out of the games for a while, and then I came back rocking that 45 shit, and I don't know where I was going with this, really, but I'm so baked, I don't even know where.
It's just right fucked up.
So, right.
Right fucked.
I don't know, but I never filmed myself fucking anybody, I guess.
I can't say I haven't.
Because, like, who would want to do that, you know?
I have done it. I don't have it anymore, but it's been done.
I have to, like, make sure there's no mirrors in the room when I jack off, you know? That's how unflattering my fucking body is.
Now, mind you, the video did not have me in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
It's just all her.
Like, this had like it had little fudge.
Yeah, it had little fudge. This one, tiny fudge. Yeah.
Oh fuck. Well, that's great, man.
So sex tapes aside, Jim, how was your week?
Alright, man. Yeah, I don't know. I can't smoke cigarettes, as I was saying to you earlier. Now I'm telling them. I can't smoke cigarettes in my new place while I podcast, which was, like, such an integral part of the experience for me. So now I just have to smoke weed the whole time, and it's just...
fucked.
I feel like it's affecting the show. Because, like, you know, like, shortly in, I'm just like...
just fucking mind's blown. Hitting pothole after pothole.
I started something earlier and I didn't even know where I was going. Like, holy fuck.
That's okay. But
that's
Jim,
rando level shit right there.
That is. You really, that's, it's not putting mute on your mic for 11 minutes, but it's getting there. But,
I love rando.
Jim, yeah. You told me last night that I need to watch Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm so glad you told me that.
Yeah,
I like to talk Ferguson?
About it. That's based on his that shit he did in New Japan.
Yeah, it well, and he used to do. I watched Wrestling Road Diaries with it was him, Colt, and some other. I can't remember who the other guy was.
Right. Yeah,
he was always doing that.
You got to get that oil on, brother.
Yeah, like he even sings a song, "Grizzled Old Vet," and it's fucking great.
Did he have an eye patch? I don't know if he had.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, dude. At first, I saw the commercial, and my reaction was pissed off. And at first, I was like, are they going to do it? Like, WWE has been aligned with the worst shit in the history of wrestling. The dumbest, most fucking garbage shit. And they're going to try to make fun of Southern wrestling, you know? But I watched it, and it's actually really awesome. I hope it builds to the matches.
I really hope it continues because, like, John Cena as that announcer, I thought was great.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. Rusev as the farmer.
I was trying to decide who's co-hosting with Cena on there.
Oh, it's a Fandango.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Fandango.
Johnny Curtis, drunk on the scene.
Yeah, man. I want to see them like film the matches, but like, goddamn, they have to do it like Memphis, dude. You know? Do you ever watch old Memphis wrestling?
Yeah,
it's in like that little fucking
tiniest place little, with all the flags.
Yeah, and there's like, you know, there's like room for 20 people to sit in there.
Yeah,
it's just fucking odd. The goddamn it, they need to film something in there. Just a super cheesy fucking match. That'd be so good.
You don't even have to film it with fans. You can just. With crew.
All right. And, dude, by the end of that one, like, dude, Tex Ferguson has two eye patches on.
a broken leg, a dead arm.
And then, yeah, Tyler Breeze plays like a realtor kind of character.
Yeah, the banker.
Or whatever. He's not a realtor. No, he's it's a wrestler, but he bought Rusev's fucking
farm.
Family farm, yeah.
And Lana's his cousin.
But it won't be him defending, you know, fighting for the farm against Rusev. He has a sea creature, dude. Like, how fucking awesome is this? I want to see the sea creature versus fucking Big Bart, man.
Big Bart follow me? Oh, it's so good. Then you had the luchador in the hallway.
Who was that? I didn't know that.
No idea, but god damn, that walk. That was like Power Rangers walk.
Yeah, we've spoiled a bunch of it. I'm sorry for spoiling it for you, if you haven't seen it. But
because you're too busy watching the page videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Same day.
You know there's people out there who have like been jacking off to the point where like they just come dust.
It just rubbed raw.
Your dick just coughs.
Just gives up.
Exactly. But yeah, check it out. It's on their... I didn't thought it was going to be on the network. It's actually on their YouTube.
I did too, but hey.
It's like a four-part little thing. So hopefully that gets more views because... I really enjoyed it, man.
I know that when I watched them last night, they were at 100,000. I don't know what a regular WWE video usually does, but...
Well, there you go. I really enjoyed it. Check it out on there. It's worth a view. What else, man? What else we got to talk about this week? There's not really much news. I guess we could just for our own amusement.
And if there was, we wouldn't have remembered because all we had on our mind was... Southpaw Wrestling and Paige.
Yeah, I got a little bit of news.
There you go. Well, you proceed with the news, sir, while I cue up the music.
There it is.
Today's news. Jim, the Page Master Vicious.
Page Master. Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods should have been a tag team since they're always on the same page.
Great stuff. Not to interject, but isn't it funny how Xavier Woods hits over 1 million subscribers this week and boom,
yeah.
Sex tape scandal.
Well, yeah, I guess he had Steph on too. I didn't watch it because Steph should die of AIDS, but...
She should. She was... I'll save it for Raw.
Like, is she going to come on and play video games? Really? Like, fuck off.
No.
Stephanie McMahon. It's a little bit of news. I guess people are unhappy in Ring of Honor right now. And really? Leo Rush is the latest of the names to possibly be leaving.
Yeah, I heard that. But, I mean, you don't really... Do you see Leo Rush much on Ring of Honor? Like, does he play a prominent role?
It's very random that I get to watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah, same with me. Like, I seen the 15th anniversary show, but I didn't see Leo Rush on it, you know?
Yeah, true. Bobby Fish, also, beginning March 27th, he tweeted out, beginning March 27th, he'll be again accepting independent bookings.
Isn't Adam Cole going somewhere, too?
Yeah, he's supposed to be leaving, too. He's supposed to be WWE bound.
Yes.
But, dude, I mean, you could pick up all those guys. I don't know why they waste their time with guys like the fucking Ely brothers, who we'll talk about later. Or stop getting, like, guys who don't know how to wrestle and trying to make them wrestlers.
And then putting them in a match with people that can't wrestle.
Yeah, just sign fucking people like this, dude. Leo Rush is fucking awesome. Bobby Fish, dude. Cole. I mean, all these guys. Just sign them all.
The worst thing about Bobby Fish is he's, what, like 38, 39?
Yeah, you get a little bit of use out of him.
Oh, you definitely could. Because he's got a great style, that kickboxing style that he has. Oh,
yep. He doesn't have to leave NXT. Bring him into NXT and use him for a fucking... Because it's less... I mean, there is a developmental thing to it, but if you think Nakamura's like in the fucking... Showing up at 5 a.m. at fucking NXT every day, you're out of your mind, you know?
Nakamura's not doing drills.
That's or Rude.
No.
Rude shows up there and he fucking wrestles and he uses the weights and that's about fucking it, you know?
Rude shows up in a suit and leaves in a suit. That's about it.
And has mediocre matches with Chubbies. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Oh man, I don't know. What else to do? Indeed. I don't know. I guess there's posters out for upcoming NXT events that do not feature Nakamura on them.
Yeah, the running rumor is he's coming up very, very soon.
At least probably the night after Mania,
I would imagine. Well, or at least you don't know if it'll be Raw or SmackDown, but
yeah. It's just dumb. It's like, you know, we return to the UK this June, and Bobby Roode is the biggest face on there. So it's like, I wonder if Bobby Roode's going to retain against Nakamura fucking at TakeOver.
Yeah, no.
Just a bummer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always held out that Nakamura will be up on the main roster at some point in time. But every time, like, I assumed that he would have been there well before now. So I just assumed it would be a dead giveaway that he would show up after WrestleMania.
Well, yeah. But this dude, I've seen indie shows with better fucking lineups than this. You know, pictured on here is Bobby Roode, Asuka, Tommy End, who's what, Aleister Black?
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger, Chris Hero, and the four members of Sanity. I mean, like, that's not that great, man, is it? There's no, like, oh my god, I have to go to this to see Asuka or Tommy End. I mean, really?
I would go see it just because of Hero and Tommy End, really. But I've went to wrestling shows for a lot less.
Well, yeah, dude. I went to fucking wrestling shows where I don't even know who any of the people are. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, with no barricades and shit like that, you know. Fucking A. So, yeah, I don't know. I expect it to probably the night after WrestleMania. It's like the typical. I guess they're okay with just doing it that way.
Yeah, it's become the forte now that the night after WrestleMania you get a few debuts, and then you just forget about Raw for the rest of the year, essentially.
It's pretty much like the only great Raw.
Yeah.
It's like, you definitely go out of my own. I always watch that one live.
Yes.
Because you can't, you know, I tell you, I'll fucking record every other one. I almost said tape it. What the fuck?
That's not Southpaw.
I'm smoking some old time weed today or something.
OG coach.
It's like, yeah, it's sad. You smoke this shit and you start referring to things by like old timey terms. You start calling your couch. Like, now smoke so much.
Chesterfield?
I was calling my couch a Davenport, man. So my grandma called a couch a Davenport.
Davenport. Dude. That's something that I've never heard used in real life.
Yeah, dude. My grandma always said it.
You know, like, I've heard Chesterfield.
For a couch?
Yeah. Huh. Well, I mean, I'm a backwards-ass Canadian, right?
Fuck your Davenport. Never should have gave y'all money.
Rick James, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones. Jack Swagger finally got his release.
Out of nowhere, I just started thinking that we were talking in one-liners for a second, just like Rick James quotes, Jack Swagger quotes, and it was like, oh no, yes, he did get released.
Yeah, he fully got released. So
you know what this was, though?
What's that?
Jack Swagger said he was released before the WWE officially gave him his release. They were going to give him his release anyways, but said, for fucking us over and saying it first, we're not going to let you make those indie bookings. You know that's what it is.
Yeah, they're just cunts.
Yeah.
Well, how dare somebody fucking not take the money that we offer them? You know, they were offering, from what he was sound, it's like, he was saying that it says, like, they were offering him a very low, you know, what he was doing, you know, which is nothing, house show match, you know?
House show and dark matches. Not worth any more than that, that's for sure.
You know, bleh, yeah. He's a fucking dork, that's for sure. You know? Like, when he came out on SmackDown with his hat backwards, a chain wallet, and, yeah, called himself Jumping jumping Jack. If there's
anybody on the WWE roster that was a cuck in my eyes, it would be Jack Swagger.
He's like, I got a beautiful wife. Like, I get it. I don't even know who your wife is, bro.
I've heard his wife is really hot, though.
Probably, dude. Every wrestler's wife is probably hot, except for fucking Bret Hart back in the day.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, Jim Cornette's wife is pretty fucking wolfy.
I guess. Isn't she chubby?
No, like, isn't she like, just all, like, fucking homey looking, too?
Homey?
Yeah.
Homely.
And by, like, homey, I mean, like homely.
Like, oh.
Very unkempt.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the chick that Cornette was with is, like, a chubby, kind of, like, punk metal-looking chick, actually.
Oh. Well, maybe I'm thinking of somebody different. I just picture Roseanne Barr is all I see.
I'm pretty sure she has her vagina pierced.
Fair enough. I've been with one girl that had her vagina pierced.
Oh, yeah?
That was weird.
Huh. Yeah, I never experienced that.
No, it was cold.
It was cold. Yeah. I mean, she was dead. I dug her up, you know. But...
I kept the piercing for keepsakes.
I like to keep something from everyone. on this show, obviously, we joke about things, and we joke about people that we love, right?
Yes.
You know, we joke about... I make jokes about Owen Hart all the time, falling and, you know, jumping jokes and all these kinds of things. And we make fun of, you know, Chris Benoit, and we make fun of everything, right?
Exactly.
But I believe in that, man. Like, I fucking love Owen Hart. Owen Hart was an amazing guy. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to joke about it, right? Because I just think everything should be a joke. So, last week on the 100th episode, and if you haven't listened to it, you should. Because Paul Johnson from Gorgatron was there. Rando Commando, the original co-host of the show. And it was 3 hours of just none. So we didn't even really talk about wrestling, dude.
Not really. No.
We talked about personalities related to wrestling. Yeah. But on this show, we made fun of Dennis Stamp quite a bit. Who we love.
Yes.
You know, we did love it. And he did pass away like the very next day.
Hours later.
Exactly. So, but yeah, we do love Dennis Stamp. I mean, like, forever, dude. I still use, I'm not booked. I'm not going, you know? That's forever. If you're a wrestling fan, you know, I'd rather be in the main event than breathe, you know? I guess he did, but. Yeah. So we actually created a package to remember Dennis Stamp.
Yes. So here it is.
In the red corner from Minnesota, weighing in at 230 pounds, Dennis Stamp.
Dennis Stamp had over 800 matches, none of them main events.
I'm not booked. And what really bothers me is,
because I'm not involved.
Dory Funk Jr., I have nothing against the man he's wrestling.
Rob Van Dam.
But I could swear to you, I could guarantee to you that nobody, no one could have a better match with Dory than I would have. And what really bothers me is I'm not booked.
Dennis Stamp had over 800 matches, none of them main events.
You want to referee me and Brett?
Do you really want to do it? It's a main event. It's a main event. You think I'm not going to be in a main event?
Thank you,
man. I'd rather be in a main event than breathe. I don't do any tricks, but I just...
fuck. Dude, that was made by fucking Mr. Tyler Funch here. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you. I was making it while I was watching Raw. I was feeling a little uninspired by Raw, and I started making that.
I fucking love it, dude.
Thank you.
So yeah, we will miss you, Dennis Stamp.
Yes, we will. All jokes aside.
We only joke about people we like and hate.
So you know who you are. But Dennis Stamp can be booked in the main event against Macho Man now tomorrow night.
Yeah. Why didn't they book him in a match on that show? Like a match.
Would you?
Yeah.
In 1997?
He wasn't that old. He's way younger than Terry Funk.
He was, but that's true. It's just in that scene too, when Terry Funk falls.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I think
he doesn't fall, y'all. He trips.
He trips, but I just thought about that. It just made me laugh.
Yeah. I just rewatched it recently.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah. Beyond the Mat. You can actually, if you're going to watch it, I suggest you can get it on YouTube free.
Yeah.
And then sync up Bruce Pritchard's podcast. Because they do like a commentary of it as they watch it. And yeah, I synced them up and watched them. It was fucking good time.
I can imagine. I haven't listened to that one. So
I needed something because I've watched that movie, you know, a zillion times.
There's only so many times you can hear, he's gonna puke.
It's gonna puke.
Oh, God, it's such a great movie, though. It really is. I remember the first time I seen it.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, you know? Like, the first time I seen it, realizing that Jake Roberts is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, it's fucking great, man. You think about how long ago. That movie is 20 years ago already.
Dude, it's what was it? Started filming, what, 97?
I think 97, 98, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, no, I think it started before that. It came out in 98. It's filming at the ECW, Barely Legal.
That's the first pay-per-view, right? Isn't that 97?
I thought that was 96.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I didn't grow up with ECW. I can be wrong.
Could be 97. It's one of the two. I could look, but I don't fucking care.
It's not that important.
Exactly. Some of these shows do their show live, and then they have a chat room. We should do that just so I can, like, make them fucking answer shit, you know? Like, what year was it? All right, cool.
I've tried, because that show with Heroes Wrestling that I used to do, they had a chat room, and it was fun sometimes. I used to mainly just make fun of the people that were listening.
That's good for ratings.
I know, right? But I don't know. I had the reputation of being the asshole on that show, so everybody always like, bring back the old co-host. I was like, fuck you, you dirty pig.
You dirty pig.
You cold fish. The
ultimate Canadian insult.
The ultimate insult, in my opinion, is just to flat out call somebody a piece of shit.
Mm. Yeah. Lucha Underground's on Netflix, at least in America.
I don't know if it's in Canada. I haven't checked yet. Should I do that right now? Maybe I will.
I don't know. Sure, if you want, man. I think this is fucking good shit. It's going to get so many eyes on Lucha Underground, and like, I'm trying to, you know, if you know people, get people to watch it, because the more people who watch Lucha Underground on Netflix, the better your chances of other wrestling shit ending up on Netflix, you know?
It's on my recently added Prince Puma. It's rated it's the five first stars.
It's fucking awesome, dude. I was thinking about rewatching it.
I mean, I don't think I will.
No, I probably won't either. There's because
way too much.
You know, there's a lot of episodes in there. But I don't know, maybe go back and watch the first one or something.
I might go back and, like, rewatch key episodes, you know, some matches that are fucking just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. So, hello.
Hello there, wrestling fans. How's it going?
It's Bob Caudle, voice of NWA.
Holy shit.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good there, James. How's it going over there, James and Chocolate?
Chocolate.
My good friends there at Suplex in the City, yeah. A podcast you can hear twice a week.
Twice a week? every what days is it?
Every Monday and Wednesday, I believe, is when I listen. Fantastic stuff from YouTube.
We're just talking about Lucha Underground on Netflix and how everybody can watch it now. People who don't usually watch wrestling or, you know, haven't watched wrestling in a long time. Did you get a chance to watch that?
Oh, yeah, I've watched both seasons already. This is great stuff. Reminds me of, you know, the old NWA days with Manny Fernandez and the jumping flying burrito. I'll tell you what, it was real good stuff. I really like that. But Prince Cougar is probably my favorite down there. He's a real, real gem of a worker.
The flying burrito.
Oh, big fan, you know, and I actually review Lucha Underground on my podcast, Cuddling with Cottle, every Saturday. Just get behind my ham radio and I talk into it. You hear me around the world.
It's the first podcast available on ham radio.
It's only available on ham radio, yep.
Only on ham radio.
What have you been up to? I got in my basement.
What have you been up to other than, you know, just watching the Underground?
Oh, you know, you can find me at local VFWs, falling asleep at wrestling shows and signings. Nothing like meeting wrestling fans and taking a nap, I'll tell you that right now. Nothing at all. Hey, I'll tell you what, though, at, the big fans there of Lucha Underground, they must get their fans real drunk. They're always calling for hoochah. I love hooch. You ever have real good southern hooch?
No, I haven't.
I once drank an entire bottle of hooch with Terry Funk. Oh, man, let me tell you. Terry Funk will drive drunk across the state of South Carolina trying to pick up whores the whole way.
Good time. Does he give you any leftovers?
Oh, no, I've been faithful to my wife for 78 years.
78 years?
Well, that's got to be no fun, Bob. Like, I don't mind watching, though, you know.
I don't mind watching, though. I'll pull a Brad Maddox. I'll film it.
I was going to ask if you saw the Page tapes.
Oh, no, I was there. Yo, Bob Cottle, I'll sneak into a closet. I don't mind. I'll tell you right now. Usually it's just to take a nap, though, but sometimes interesting things can happen in a wrestling room when you're in a closet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I just wanted to say, you guys do a fine job there. I think you're up to 1,001 episodes. I was proud you called me and said, you know, Bob, you should give me a plug. And I said, hey, anything for you, James. You're a good friend.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Got anything else before you take off? Or?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, check out my podcast, Cuddling with Cottle, every Saturday, 2 p.m., right after my nap and right before supper. So I'm on for 5 minutes. Relationship advice and wrestling. That's Klondike 514-263. So you know, give me a call, and if you want relationship advice or to talk about wrestling, that's Cuddling with Cottle every Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The voice of NWA, Bob Cottle.
All right, well, you guys, Chocolate and James, you guys have a hell of a show up there, and congratulations on 1,000 episodes.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Bob. Take it easy.
All right. Toodles.
Toodles.
Oh. Oh, Jim. I think I need to stop.
You need to stop coughing into that microphone.
I can't help it. I made the mistake of getting super stoned before you threw to Bob Cottle, and it just made it so much better. Oh.
Fucking, I don't even know how ham radio works, man.
I don't even know what a ham radio is.
Oh, really?
No, not a clue.
It's like, it's a form of like a super strong radio, and people, you can call people on ham radio from all over the world and shit, I think. I don't know how the fuck it works, dude. So I don't know.
Fuck, his number was a Klondike 157 or something like that. Like, what the hell?
I bet that podcast is fucking awesome. It's going to be going the Stitcher charts like crazy.
I think what you need to do, Jim, is you need to get a hold of Bob Cottle and see if you can get him on the Suplex City Limits feed. And Cullen with Bob would be a Suplex City Limits podcast.
Oh, my God. That's a genius idea.
Whether it's 15 minutes or not, you just got Cullen with Bob giving relationship advice and wrestling. God damn.
I think that's great.
That would be amazing.
All right. We'll do it. I'm just going to go ahead and say we'll do it. Do you want to talk about some wrestling?
We might as well. You know, we're almost an hour in. We have not touched a lick of wrestling.
We touched a stick of wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, there was some licking going on, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, dude, her, that blowjob video. It's a fucking awful blowjob.
Oh, dude, I would just kick her out of bed.
Yeah, don't even bother. That's the kind of blowjob you get from a chick who's like 20 years old.
Yeah, get the fuck off your phone, woman.
Well, yeah, she's fucking with her phone, too, which is just like, that's just disrespectful to me and my dick.
Brad Maddox, there's naked on the fucking bed. You're fully clothed, talking on the phone, licking my dick. That's it. What? The fuck?
And it's not even, like, good. She's not even trying.
Exactly.
But no, let's not get back into that. Cuddling with Cuddle. Oh, man. Raw. Let's talk about Raw, I guess. Yeah,
let's go for it.
I mean, it opened up with Brock and Heyman. Heyman is still the best promo in the business. Hyping WrestleMania. Not much to it.
Heyman's become really good at saying a lot, but it just means something tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the best promo in that company.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's fucking easily ridiculous.
you know what we've done, Jim? You know what we've done?
What's that?
We've done what the WWE does all the time, and we have blown the crowd. Like, I've blown myself now.
You're like, blowing yourself.
No, all my energy is gone because I laughed so fucking much during Bob Cottle that is, my face hurts, my stomach hurts. I'm smoking a cigarette now just to get over the fact. Oh.
Well, we got to talk about Raw.
Yes, so we do.
Fuck up, buddy. After that, he had Jericho calling. I don't know who that guy is, but Jericho is calling him Tom Phillips, which is pretty much what everybody was thinking.
Remarkably looks like him, doesn't he?
He does. He looks like Tom Phillips with Corey Graves' haircut.
Yes.
He fucking sucks, though. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good. The dumb angle of this show. God, this show sucked, I thought.
Every last bit of wrestling was horrible because of the endings.
Dude, what happened with that? Yeah.
Dude, it's so Dusty booking from the grave is what it is.
Dude, you just came out of a pay-per-view and you're doing this. I mean, granted, WrestleMania is like a month away, but dude, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like piss or get off the fucking pot. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
And so Foley has to decide someone to fire by the end. Who do you think it'll be? That's what's supposed to keep you in here.
Yeah. I mean, now, granted, when we get to the end is a good segment. If you ask me.
Your first actual match of the show, Sasha with Bayley versus Dana with Charlotte. Sasha wins with the tights on the roll up. You know, super short match.
Minute 22.
Dana Brooke managed to look like shit in a minute 22. Did you notice that?
Dude, seriously, it doesn't take her that long.
God, she's fucking awful.
Like Charlotte walking into the ring, she looks like shit.
Yeah, Charlotte gets in the ring. You know, rips her down and then just beats her up, I guess. I don't...
Yeah, Dana...
Not really. She stares her down and then fucking Dana attacks her. And poorly.
Yeah, well, I mean... It's the best she can do, I guess.
I'm starting this before Mania.
Right? Like, I assumed this was going to happen months ago. Because, like... It's one thing I can say that TNA has done better than the WWE. And that is that TNA done a storyline with Allie, which is Cherry Bomb, where she was getting bullied by Maria. And then like it culminated 2 weeks ago, and like now Allie's like super over. But they could have done the same thing with Dana to a certain extent, but no.
Super over, really?
She's not super, like the 20 people in the impact zone would cheer.
I was gonna say, is anybody over there really fucking over?
No. Well, the Hardys were when they were there.
Yeah, well, they're not anymore.
Nope, they're not. Actually, they could, I seen this on Twitter and it rings to be true. Paige should have taken Matt Hardy's advice.
Yeah. Delete. Indeed, sir. Why don't we have a delete? We should have a sample of that.
Delete. Dude, that's a good fucking idea, because that's obsolete now.
It's obsolete.
Yeah, we can use them all.
You had TJP and Tozawa versus Kendrick and Nice. We missed this last week in the anniversary show. I wanted to mention that they flashed back to 205 last week where he wrestled Brian Kendrick. Not Brian Kendrick.
yes. Just a guy, random guy named Brian Kendrick.
Well, right. And it was actually Eric Cannon, who's from this part of the world.
Yes, hearing that.
And, I mean, in my book, Eric Cannon is like a fucking legend of the indies, man. You know, I don't know if that's a...
I've seen a few... I can't say I've seen a whole bunch, but I've seen a few Eric Cannon matches, and I've liked everything I've seen.
Yeah, he works around in this part of the country. He comes through for Fully Loaded wrestling shows and stuff, and he was on Wrestling Society X, man.
Yes, holy fuck, he was!
Yeah. Oh, he's had matches... Like, throughout the indies, like, if you name a fucking huge, like, an amazing name, and he's fucking worked them, man. Like, he's been out there for fucking, 20 years kicking ass, man.
Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to point that out. I dig that guy. He's cool. So, yeah, shout out to him. The match, Tozawa somehow getting a random scream over.
Yeah, dude, the guy's got charisma running through his veins. I love him.
They seem to pick up the pace on cruiser matches lately.
Yeah, I've been beginning to notice that. Like, even like the Austin Aries match tonight had a nice pace to it, I thought. So,
right, like they're working a faster style, which they should be, instead of working that like same bullshit style.
Yeah, let's throw the guy outside. We'll wait 15 seconds. I'll do a jump outside. 30 seconds later, we'll get into the ring. You know, then I'll slowly walk into the ring, do a stomp or two, pick him up. It's fucking garbage.
To me, that's where that shit's exciting. I understand that there's a lack of selling, but dude, I like fucking hype. Just move to an extent anyway.
Yeah, to an extent, I agree.
I like that it's fast paced, man.
That's more of a lucha aspect to it too, and like a lot of people. They don't watch cruiserweight wrestling to see psychology.
Yeah.
You watch cruiserweight wrestling to see high spots and dives and flips and fancy moves.
I fucking love Lucha Libre. You know, that's I'm not obviously that much about fucking selling. Yeah, it's kind of, so I noticed they've upped it a little, it seems good. But the heels win with roll up and the tights. So that's the same finish in 2-of-2 matches. Then we got into some of the DQs later on in the show. Owens and Joe versus Zayn and Jericho.
Yeah.
DQ for fucking double teams. You know.
It's, so. And, you know, we're not even getting anything either, because this was what? This was 4 minutes tops. You know what I mean? It's not even enough to even wet your wazoo.
Your wazoo?
Yeah.
Can you tell me why in a 3-hour show every week, they couldn't manage to find 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, dude, 2 minutes to do something with Zayn and Jericho to push the story towards them being on a team now and being friendly? You know, just like a Jericho, like, you know, hey, man, you know, it turns out you were right. And, you know, just why can't you do something like that? It would make so much more sense than just like, oh, Jericho, who fought Zayn a bunch of times, he switched his face, and now they're automatically on a team, and everything's cool.
Well, yeah, they both have the link of being screwed over by Owens. And...
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, with all the bullshit that's on that show, can't you just do, like, a little 2-minute segment where Jericho walks up to him and is like, hey, man, you were right, you know? And they have, like, a fucking exchange where they're like, now we're cool.
They got to get those plugs in, Jim.
You got to fucking sell that KFC golden barbecue chicken.
Oh, even in the YouTube videos.
Yeah. In the middle of a 5-minute YouTube video. Fuck you.
Yeah, crazy.
At least they do it funny.
Yes, Ric Flair was great. Or a Ric Flair impersonator in air quotes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of pissed me off. A transgender catches Foley backstage and says, "Don't better not fire me. I'm an asset.
I'm the only transgender one you got."
He's the main event player. So Foley sets up Transgender Mahal versus Robot Reigns, dude.
Oh, and yeah. I immediately fucking hurled in my mouth.
Yeah. This New Day talk show was awful.
Yeah. We have a fine feeling we won't see so much of the New Day. Fuck, I've never added that. Why haven't I added that?
I don't know. But yeah, they have like a talk show. Big Show comes on. It's promoting the WWE Jetsons movie. Like, really?
The Jetsons Titus were shows big in the 60s. That's about it.
Yeah. Titus shows up and wants a match with Big Show. Big fucking. Just awful.
More garbage.
Yeah. I fast sorted through Enzo and Cass's whole pre-match thing, which is what I do.
Yeah, I did too. I'm not going to lie.
I can't take it anymore. I'm done. I was done a long time ago, actually. I was done with that whole shit before they even came to the main roster, to be honest.
Yeah, it didn't take long to fizzle out, especially if you've seen it in NXT.
They take on Cesaro and Sheamus. Gallows and Anderson, you know, fucking attack both teams at once. So, another DQ. Just fucking lazy. And then they set up a triple threat, dude.
Yeah.
It's just lazy. Yeah.
It's the easiest way out.
Oh my god, it's so fucking lazy. Everything's just gonna be three ways and shit at WrestleMania. You know, WrestleMania fucking 39 is just gonna be like three and four ways, dude. That's all it'll be.
They'll adopt some New Japan. They'll do 8-6 on or 3-on-3 matches, and then they'll have a few four ways. And yeah, sounds like a plan. Yep.
They have all three of their tag teams in this thing on Raw. The only other team they have is the Shining Stars. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, that is bad. I don't know why they don't have all the tag teams under one show. That just makes no sense to me.
I feel like after Mania, the Revival have to be going up.
You'd think so. You'd have to think so. I would imagine the Revival would go up before DIY, so.
Oh, yeah. And then the Hardys, maybe? It'd be nice to see the Hardys. I'm still not ruling. Yeah.
Well, like, their ROH deal, too, is only supposed to be tiny. You know what I mean? They're still, I believe, free after WrestleMania sometime.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do they go there if they can't use the broken gimmick? You know what I mean? Does Vince even have anything for them then?
Oh, he's got to be broken, dude.
He's got to be, but, you know, like, they're being sued. They're on the cusp of being sued. They've been served legal papers.
What a fucking, like, how bad that makes that company look, too. Oh,
dude, it's so bad. This is the same company that got fucked over by Lucha Underground, AAA, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck me, man. Like, this show is riddled with talking about the WWE. Since the new era began for the last 2 weeks, so many WWE references.
Really?
Yes. It's all over the show. Everybody comes in. Alberto El Patron starts talking about how, you know, I can do what I want here, blah, 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 right? It's not like the blah, 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 the other show. It's like, fuck. Why do we always have to bring up WWE?
Because they're fucking... That just makes you look really shitty.
Yeah.
Awful.
Horrible.
Transgender versus Robot Reigns.
Horrible.
Yeah. I thought it was... Dude, I honestly think Mahal, like, is better than him in every single way. That's all I could think about the whole way.
He might very well be.
I'm like, this guy's got a better body. He talks better. He wrestles better. He's better than Roman Reigns in every way, dude, honestly.
Yeah, he very well could be. Yeah, I can see that.
Doesn't make any sense. there's like a random gong, and that distracts Robot Reigns.
Yes, because every baby face is dumb.
Well, fucking A, they are. Which, Jinder gets the advantage there. But, I mean, there really wasn't much of shit.
No, no. Jinder got a little bit of offense in once the dong hit. And...
The dong?
Yeah, but Roman Reigns beat him pretty cleanly in like 3 minutes. So
yeah, HBK comes out. He gets booed every time he tries to help put over Reigns, which is dude, awesome.
Wasn't ever glorious.
Yeah. You know, then at one point, you know, Reigns leaves and he's going up the ramp, dude. And that's moment of Raw.
Dude,
Braun Strowman hits this guy going like 1,000 miles an hour. Oh, dude, he launches Reigns
barricade between the ramp and the barricade.
That was painful, dude.
Dude, you knew it had to hurt.
He did like two full fucking back rolls down the ramp, and then like was deposited in that little gap between the fucking ramp and the barrier. Holy shit!
What if this is all Vince's master plan to get Braun Strowman super over?
Dude, and then, of course, thank you, Braun Chance, after that.
Oh, dude, how do you get somebody over? Obliterate the people they hate. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Dude, so good.
Did you get over that fantasy? That's not happening.
No, no. Did you hear the rumor come out that next year is supposed to be already penciled in as Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the title?
I'm not surprised. We knew he was going to beat. He's going to beat Undertaker, and then he's going to beat Lesnar.
Yeah, well, I assume that he would beat Lesnar at SummerSlam.
But well, yeah.
Does that mean right. that Lesnar beats Goldberg at WrestleMania and has the title for the whole year?
Oh, man, that'd be bad.
That would be bad.
I wouldn't doubt it, though. They'll do that. They'll put it on him. He beats everybody, smashes everyone, gets make him look as strong as he's ever looked, and then they'll have him fucking lose the Reigns.
Yeah,
and it won't fucking work.
Nope. It will never work, honestly. There's nothing they can do now, if you ask me. Not a goddamn thing.
No, yeah, it's done. Aries defeats Daivari. Big Show defeats Titus. Bayley and Nia. Oh, it's a boy. DQ. Because Nia just continues. Yeah, stupid. And then you had their final segment, man, with Steph and Foley and Triple H. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, like I didn't see it coming that he was gonna say Stephanie McMahon. I assumed he was gonna fire himself and AKA quit. That's just what I assumed.
Yeah, because he's booked to be such a pussy for the last fucking 6 months.
Yeah. So
that you think that, yeah.
Yeah, and so like I really like the fact that you know, the promo that Mick Foley cut was good. You know, Steph was really good in it as well. I like that after Mick Foley said that he didn't like Steph and that she was just a bad person, she focused in on him and just never took her eyes off of him. And I thought that was just a really good touch. Like, the small things she did, she does really well all the time, actually.
But she's fucking awful. She's go away heat.
She's a...
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
Like always, dude. That should be renamed the Steph button. But yeah.
Right. See, it kind of made me want to fucking see Mick Foley and Triple H again.
Just pop in No Way Out 2001?
No shit, I should. It made me want to see that a lot more than it made me want to see Rollins and Triple H, but whatever.
Yeah. I can't disagree that some nostalgia came through.
Dude, Triple H looks like the Triple H we all remember, but melting.
Like he's pretty dude, tan these days, too. Like, fuck.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, they all tan. But got tanning beds at home, probably.
You look at Triple H, though, back in, like, the 2000s. He was a pasty-looking guy. Like, in 2004, when he was starting to get chubby.
Yeah.
Dude, when he wore the black, like, half pants.
But I mean, dude, we did get to see Socko, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I didn't know what he was doing in the corner either. And then they, you see him fuck with something. And then they pan away to Triple H and Steph. And he's still there. I was like, what the fuck? Delightful surprise.
Yeah, and Rollins came out not hurt, just like we said. And, you know? There was like, I'd see people online and like, there's no way that match is happening. You see how hurt Rollins was on Raw? And I'm just like, oh my God. What the fuck?
Marks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. That was Raw.
That was Raw. I really liked the little touch of Triple H threatening to fire Dewey and Noel.
Yeah.
I like cunts like that. I really do, because I'm like that. I'll say the most absurd thing to get under your skin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is a little story I'll tell you. There was this girl that I went on a date with. She was really, really bitchy. And so the next time I seen her, she was still a bitch. So I told her, knowing full well her mother died of cancer, that the best part of her ran down her mother's leg. So that was, yeah. That's the shit that I will say.
That's pretty good. So yeah, Raw, WrestleMania.
18, well, what, it was 18 days away as of Monday or Tuesday or something like that. So much better than the music they use today. I wish they'd just go back to that.
Hell yeah, dude. So, yeah, I guess that's Raw for you. I don't know. I thought SmackDown was bullshit. It was awful. If I could imagine, I feel bad for people who paid to go to this show.
Yeah, it was lackluster at best. Dude, the only good things did not happen in the ring for the crowd to see.
I watch it all on screens.
Yeah, and that's if you think that Shane McMahon selling is good.
Yeah, well. First off, show starts. Two-man booth? What is this, man?
Yeah.
It's JBL and the face fucker.
Yeah. Apparently Otunga's doing a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put this in quotations. More of Ronaldo missed during snowstorm.
So, yeah, there's talk that that's not the case.
Yes. So, we'll see in a little while if anything else comes out about that. But I don't know if we'll see more of Ronaldo anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't know anything about it. I just got a sneaky suspicion that we won't.
I know his Twitter has been fucking pretty much quiet. I know, like, we talked about this a couple of months ago, that it was like, you know, he might leave. And he was like, no way, I'm not leaving, you know.
As soon as they brought in Tom Phillips, I just started clicking into my head that, oh, Morrow's Ryan's course, he's done.
I mean, dude, they will make that job not fun. You know, mm-hmm. They will take something that you love and make you fucking just hate it. That's how that company works, man. Like, you love wrestling, fucking go work there. You won't anymore.
Well, and even just being a wrestler in the sense of the schedule that they run would just make you despise wrestling, I would imagine. I'd despise anything if I had to fucking devote 5 days straight a week to it. Driving in the middle of the night and shit, fuck that.
You know those guys, those commentary guys are so fucking micromanaged. You know, he's got people in his ear, he's got bullshit, you can't say this, you gotta say this, fucking. I wouldn't want to work there.
Can you imagine doing this show with somebody speaking in the ear telling you what to do?
Yeah.
Dude.
Right.
That would be so difficult.
Vince Russo's in my ear telling me what to do all the time when we do the show.
What, you got a direct line to him over there or what?
No. Fuck, dude. How great was that thing, the Russo shit on our 100th episode?
I will listen to Russo shit on me all day long.
It's great. Taz and Josh Matthews took their chance to talk shit on this, though. So Josh Matthews says, with Taz in the car, I once drove us 2 days to Indianapolis to make a taped SmackDown show from New York City. # just saying. Jeez. And Taz says, very dangerous driving conditions. Michael Cole and myself. You drove the whole way, got to make the shot. That's how it used to be, I guess. Fuck these guys, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
You're a talking head for a show that doesn't care about their talking heads.
Dude. Taz isn't back at Impact, is he?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he's fucking... It's Jeremy Borash,
yeah.
Pope, and Matthews.
They got a three-man booth.
Get this. Borash and Matthews argue the whole time.
Yeah. I saw some of that.
Dude, I wanted to fucking blow my brains out. Just, I fucking hate it so much. I gotta watch this shit.
Who fucking thought that was a good idea? We'll power through SmackDown, and I do have some thoughts on Impact, actually.
Okay.
Which is surprising, right?
Yeah, it is.
I watched a little bit of it, so... but yeah, that was awesome. Fuck Josh Matthews. Fuck Taz. The Taz has, like, a big following of people. Taz marks, I guess.
Well, he did have a that podcast show. On CBS.
Well, okay, but then it's like... They think that, like, anything that guy says is fucking gospel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucking weird. Yeah. You run into these Taz, like, you know, maybe some people listen to some of it, and it's whatever, you know, there are casuals, but there are these people who are, like the Taz army or something, dude. And it's like, if he says something, that's it. You know? It's fucking stupid, because he's dumb. He says all kinds of dumb fucking bullshit.
Well, fucking he's a WWE Taz. Shill, too, as well.
Is he still?
I've the only thing I've ever seen of Taz's podcast is like 5-minute clips on YouTube, because that's really all I can stand to listen to him for.
All I hear is him shitting on everything, saying how, you know, yeah, I don't know. I heard him shitting on everything.
Well, like he'll shit on the WWE if they really deserve it, but there's a lot of stuff I feel like he still shies away from, like things he'll defend. And just like, it's like Bobby Ray Dudley defending some shit. It's just like, ah, God.
Oh, dude, that shit pisses me off. Yeah, well, you know, try to get in the Hall of Fame, you know, get that fucking...
One
get
last that legend suplex. Steal.
Yeah, you get that legend steal. Oh, God, Taz isn't going to come back and wrestle.
No.
Fuck.
No, Jesus Christ, he gave up in, what, 2001? 2002? Yeah.
You're like a fucking super heavyweight at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, fuck those two guys. But, yeah, this was... there really wasn't much to fucking... to this show, man.
Week you know? By week, the roster's inexperience and the roster's depth issues shine.
Yeah.
Greatly. Yeah. How many times have we seen Becky Lynch versus Natalya?
Yep, that was the first match out.
Like, come on. Really?
After the fucking... After Lynch defeats Natty, Carmella takes her out. The crowd, nothing, dude.
Nope.
This crowd, just, I mean, what'd you cheer? There's nothing to cheer there.
No,
They recap the Cena Kid's Choice thing, which just looks fucking gross, dude. Like, wow. Slime? No, not even slime, just the whole thing just gross.
Oh.
You know, just fucking John Cena being a fucking goofball, like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. That 40-year-old man pretending he's a kid.
Yeah.
But I mean, this look in the ring. Like, when they announced that three-way match between him, Bray Wyatt, and AJ Styles, or him, Randy Orton, whoever the fuck it was, when they announced that he was hopping up and down like a 12-year-old.
Oh, dude, you're about to see that here with when Brian comes out and makes this, you know, this mixed tag match that we've all known about for, what, 2 months? Official, Cena and Nikki celebrate like they won the Stanley fucking Cup.
Oh, nice reference. I like that.
I put that one in there for you. I was going to put that something like the Lombardi joke. I'm like, no, we'll put the final, we'll put the cup in there for this guy.
I just foregone concluded you're going to go to the Super Bowl.
And then of course.
Like, and it's like, boom, yeah. Stanley Cup. I was like, fuck yes. Yeah. The only trophy that matters here in Canada.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, this whole thing basically just Miz and Maurice, you know, shooting on these two and going back and forth.
It's so hard to listen to a Maurice promo.
I didn't get to talk about last week because episode 100. But last week they attacked Cena and Maurice. I think it was last week. And Cena laid on the floor Cena and Nikki did outside for like 5 minutes while they Miz and Maryse cut all this promo, dude.
were they right next to each other cuddling?
It's, well, I don't know about that.
Were they listening to Cuddling with Coddle?
See, that's coming soon to the Suplex City Living Show. I'm not even joking. It's been confirmed.
Oh, really?
Coddle,
yes.
Coddle messaged me while we were doing the show here and said, like, that's fucking on, dude. So, Cuddling with Coddle, episode one, coming soon to the Suplex City Limits channel, dude.
Oh, dude.
Our fourth fucking podcast on this channel.
Yeah.
Free, all of them.
Hot, you know, there's, damn.
You know, there's all these other podcasts, man. Some of them are, you know, our friends. We love them. But one, they put out one show, and then they charge you for all these other shows. We got four fucking shows for free. We're doing this wrong, dude. We're doing this all wrong.
Yeah, something makes me think we may be doing it wrong. But
I just want as many people to hear all the shit as possible.
I agree. I would feel so bad if I did a show and then there was something super funny in it and not everybody got to hear it.
Dude, right. That's what I think, man. Like, I was like, well, if we do a premium show, what about that? Like, other people want people to hear it? I don't know about that. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
But that seems to be the method right now.
Yeah. I'm not doing myself any favors, though. even over on my feed. The next episode that comes out, I just blast on a few people. So if you want to hear me self-destruct, you can listen to that episode this week.
On the Federation. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so there you go.
I know we got a lot of crossover. I know, like, a lot of people who listen to this listen to the Federation.
Yeah, and from the Twitter feed, it seems that way.
Yeah, so well done, all of you.
Thank you.
You've made the list, all of you who listen to both of these. Yeah, the good list. Yeah, so this match, you know, like I said, we've known about it forever, so that sucks. And then Bliss versus Mickey James. And Mickey James wins. At this point, it's 1 hour and 4 minutes into the show. And I'm like, dude, do men wrestle on this show anymore?
It's just not a thing. They've talked about it, you know, talking smack about, oh, Rob wouldn't be able to do 3/4 of the show with just the women. It's like, no, and they shouldn't.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It made me this week, like, I finally said fuck it this week, and I'm full in. On, dude, fuck women's wrestling, honestly. At least in WWE. I don't like it. And I don't want to watch it. And they should put it on its own show that I can fucking skip. Seriously. As offensive
as it is. At least have it on one show. You know what I mean? Just move them all over. At least then you'll get freshness.
I just don't think most of these chicks are worth being paid to wrestle. You know?
Well, I agree.
I mean, Alexa Bliss is fucking garbage. Carmella's garbage. How many? Who else is garbage on these rosters?
Jeez. It's garbage. Who did you say? I didn't hear it.
Dana Brooke.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is. Then Summer Rae. She's not really on TV.
She's just getting paid.
Yeah.
Which, dude, you know that one fucking... Oh, what's her name now? I forgot to mention this a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to. Perez? Rosa? No.
Oh, Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks? No. She retired recently.
Yeah.
From, like, dude, 10 fucking years in that company.
Dude, she was there for a long time doing absolutely nothing.
Dude, she never did anything there.
No. She managed the Epicos for a little while.
She danced with Fandango.
She danced with Fandango. I don't know what else she done, honestly.
Did she fuck Michael Hayes? Wasn't that always the talk? Oh, I think she did. That was always talked about.
My man, P.S. Hayes.
who showed up last week on SmackDown, by the way, looking like fucking Grimace and shit, dude. He's wearing head to toe purple with a fucking black fanny pack on and shit.
Yes, Grimace. Oh, I was going to go the Barney route, but I'm glad you beat me to it.
Fucking great. Or Barney, dude, yeah. I immediately thought Grimace because I'm a fat fuck and I was a fat dude who ate a lot of McDonald's. Now when I go to McDonald's, I get a salad. I do. Southwest salad, delicious. 400 calories and fucking delicious. Check it out.
Nah.
Even though my diet's gone to shit. I was dieting for a while. I need to get back on track, man. God damn it. I ate a bunch of Taco Bell today. I live too close to Taco Bell.
We've talked about this before.
On the show?
Yeah, I think so.
God damn it.
I don't know if it was on the show, but I just remember talking to you about how you live too close to Taco Bell.
I could shoot a gun and hit fucking Taco Bell from here. Like, it's way too fucking close to my house, dude.
That could either be really close or really far.
No, it's close.
Depends on what gun you're using.
I don't know why I went to that right away, but it's very close. And for a fat guy who's trying to lose weight, it's just not good.
Yeah, I can definitely see it. I got a Dairy Queen that's like a block away from me.
No, man.
That can be dangerous sometimes. The only saving grace is Dairy Queen sucks.
Oh, the blizzards are fucking great.
Oh, dude, the ice cream is brilliant, but their food is not very good.
Oh, yeah, the food is, like, not universal. So, like, I went to one, now we're way off base here, but I went to one recently here, and I looked on the website before I went, and the food that they have at Dairy Queen, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool, right on. And then I go to the Dairy Queen, and there's, like, shitty pictures of food, you know? That they took there. And the menu's completely fucking different, dude. It is.
What?
It's completely different. It's like whatever the fuck, you know, it's whatever the fuck they want. And we got food there. And it sucked, dude. It was so awful.
So, was this where you live?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Dairy Queen here.
I think you just got a shoddy Dairy Queen.
It's a nice fucking Dairy Queen, too. But, yeah, it's not the food that Dairy Queen's supposed to have.
No.
I mean, maybe there's options there, like you're allowed to do that, I guess, to an extent. I don't fucking know. Huh. It's nonsense, though. Anyway, SmackDown Live. Oh, man. Shane shows up, and AJ beats him.
Rick rolls him.
Throws him through a sugar window. And I guess it went to commercial after that, right? So then they come back, and they show Shane with a bunch of fake blood on his head.
He had like, no blood on his head before.
Super bright red, just obviously shitty fake blood. And AJ walks into the locker room, where the heel Usos condemn him and his actions.
Yeah, it's ain't that a bitch, eh?
And then he comes out, he gets fired by Daniel Bryan, and then they show a replay of the attack, but this time, they show a camera angle fucking from inside of the car, dude.
Oh my Jesus Christ, I didn't even get that.
Oh dude, they fucking did it.
Because as soon as they went to the replay, I was like, I'm not watching another fucking replay of this.
Oh dude, you gotta go and fucking see it, man.
I do. To go
through the window. It's like there's a camera on the front seat facing backwards, and it just catches him coming into the fucking car.
Wow.
When that happened, like, just, I couldn't even control it. I just, like, screamed out, you know, like, I couldn't control it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, nothing screams you're not real, like having Dude. Cameras set up inside of a vehicle.
How does that pass?
I don't
know. What we should do is put a camera in there. You know, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you know, Jesus Christ! I saw it.
So bad.
This company is so fucking lost, man.
Yeah, it's got to be a Kevin Dunn idea.
Kevin Dunn, probably. And then yeah, Mojo Rawley versus Ziggles, who is still a heel in American flag tight, which makes no fucking sense at all. What's she going to boo? If you wrestle in, like, Oklahoma or something, you have an American flag on you. You're white, you have an American flag. They're like,
Yeah, that's true. So the only person that I really know of offhand that wore the American flag when he was a heel, it was Kurt Angle. That's the only person I can think of. Now, the big difference between Kurt Angle and Dolph Ziggler is, A, Kurt Angle's a great wrestler, and B, Kurt Angle played the Patriot all the time.
Yeah, and C, a couple DUIs and a couple near overdoses on heroin. I know what you're saying, though. And where is he, dude? He's going to the Hall of Fame in like fucking 2 weeks. Is that going to show up? Can he come out? So. And
I think they're saving that for the night after WrestleMania when he bees the GM of Raw.
When he bees? Dude, I love the way you talk when you're just like baked out and shit. Like some of the words, it's like it makes me wonder like if English is your second language or something.
It's my Ricky-isms.
Yeah, when he bees the GM, dude.
honestly, you want to know what that is? Okay, so I've always talked about Newfoundland, and that's where I'm from. It's a very, their dialect there is more derivative of a Scottish and Irish.
Mm.
So you'll see a lot of funky accents in Newfoundland, especially when you go to like rural Newfoundland, and it's like out on the bay, everybody, and get some fish. Yes, always, yes, boy, yes. That's
what.
Exactly. That's you'll get stuff like that, and then you'll just get minor influences of it. And since I've moved away, and that's 10 years almost now. I've basically mastered the fact of losing it. Besides for when I say dad and certain other words, but when I get really baked and excited, shit just flows, and I start to go back to my Newfie-isms.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 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 Well, on a tangent there. The weed brought me there. Sorry.
It's okay. This is a free form podcast.
It is. It's a conversation, not a review. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, the Orton promo, was that the end? That's where I fell asleep, is the Orton promo. So
the did you didn't see the Usos and the. In American Alpha?
Oh, no, I did not. I fell asleep while Bray Wyatt was rubbing fucking dog shit on his face.
Okay, so.
I fell asleep in my recliner, dude. And then I woke up and I saw that it was that Usos and American Alpha, and I was like, I don't even care enough to go back.
I'm going back to sleep. I
was close enough, dude.
Okay, so. They had the Usos and American Alpha, they had their match, blah, blah, blah. Shane, though, the main thing to take away from this is Shane comes out, and I don't know if this has really looked like he has, like, a swollen eye. So I don't know if, like, AJ Styles actually clubbed him a few times, but hey, it's Shane McMahon. He deserves it. He's done it to many people.
I would throw at least one potato in on that cocksucker. Oh,
definitely. But it looked like his right eye is a little puffy, so we'll see if he's on there next week, if it's all fucking fucked up and jacked. But he came out on crutches and shit and said, AJ Styles says he doesn't have his match, well, he's got one now, and he just walks away.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah.
What a waste of, like, one of my favorite wrestlers in that company.
Dude, even like, Corey Graves said it.
Yeah, he did.
So... it's like at least somebody there is picking up on it and saying, this sucks.
Yeah. It does suck, dude. He should be him versus somebody else who's fucking awesome in the ring.
Exactly.
And we should have a barn burner badass match.
That's what WrestleMania should be about.
Ugh. Fuck no. It never is. God damn it. That sucks, yeah. And, you know, it's like we've seen this coming. Like, I don't know. Everybody knew this shit. Not everybody, because I suppose if you're a super casual and you just watch the show, you know, you wouldn't know about all this. But, like, everybody else knew all these matches fucking months ago, man.
Yeah. And this just, match, you know, was and out, like, before the Rumble, I feel.
Right? Yeah, dude, why would you... I don't know, dude. I just wouldn't say anything.
Just keep it quiet.
Why couldn't you?
Just tell the people that need to know.
Well, months ahead, you know? I mean, I wouldn't even fucking bother with that.
No.
Like, I would definitely wouldn't say anything if that's what I was thinking, you know?
I agree. I agree completely.
And it's partly our fault because, you know, we're insiders, I guess. And, you know, we're always looking for news and, you know, we do a podcast, so we keep up pretty fucking well.
Yes, exactly.
And then anybody who listens to podcasts, obviously, is way more informed than your average fan. But it sucks kind of because it's like you knew all this shit and it just makes the build just, I mean, not that it would be a good build anyway, but.
No. Well, it's, and so. Do we see AJ Styles anymore until WrestleMania? You know what I mean? Like, since he's fired and all?
I don't know. Unless he's going to come in driving a fucking Zamboni or something on Thursday. Or Tuesday.
Jesus Christ.
Go Austin style. No, probably not.
I would like to have it, you know, maybe AJ Styles, or sorry, Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan talk about it next week, blah, blah, blah. And, Shane says, you know what, if AJ wins, he's got his job back. And then we don't see AJ Styles no more until WrestleMania when he comes out.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. So, yeah, this is your SmackDown. We'll get into more WrestleMania. There'll be plenty of time to talk about fucking previewing WrestleMania, so.
Yeah.
I had to take an old man piss.
Okay, well, well,
what I was thinking, we got something sent to us. Speaking of being insiders, right? So we had an inside recording from a WWE emergency meeting that was called yesterday, an HR meeting. So we can play that while we go.
Yes, and
or so while I go,
while you go take your fucking old man piss, leave me alone. Jeez,
I also need to fill my drink because I've got cotton mouth like crazy.
Okay.
So you go ahead and play that. I'll be back.
Will do.
All right.
So everybody, this is the meeting. Get ready for it. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Quiet down. Quiet down. This is another meeting that we didn't think we'd have to call. After the Seth Rollins incident, but apparently we got to talk about this. It's 2017, people. If you want to have sex, please do not film it. Especially if it's with another goddamn WWE superstar. All right, Vince McMahon is down my throat saying you have to tell these people they can't fuck each other.
Sir, you can't say down my throat.
Apparently I can't say down my throat. But the fact of the matter is this, people, if you're going to have sex, but don't film it. If you want to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men tag teaming on you, whether you're a diva or a superstar, we don't discriminate in the WWE. It's that simple. If you want to do it, don't film it. For the love of God, don't film it, because it will be stolen, it will be put online, and then we have to answer questions to Vince McMahon, like, what's the URL to Paige's sex tape? God damn it, folks. All right, I don't want to have to listen to Stephanie McMahon yell at me for another 10 minutes about how she was just on a fucking the show on YouTube, up, up, down, down, when Paige is going up, up, down, down on him. Any questions? No? Okay.
Oh, you're back.
I am back. I decided to skip ice.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I didn't know. I was thinking in my head. I was like, "Where do I go if Jim is not back?" Luckily,
you ever seen that scene in Scanners, man? Oh shit! So that's fucking great, right there. I'm sure those meetings are taking place right now, dude, with everybody.
Dude, I'm sure they're very close to that as well.
And I know they do these type of things with these people already, you know? When you first get a job there, they fucking tell you these things. Maybe they didn't back 4 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's you know, and you can't blame the WWE for wanting to keep their public image a little crisp and clean because they do try to gear towards kids, but...
Yeah. With Paige, I think this is good for her career, honestly.
It gets her out of that contract, I would imagine.
Well, it gets you know, attention on her. I think it's good for your career.
It's not going to hinder her only in the way that WWE's probably not going to push her, but, you know, not in the WWE realm, it'll probably help her a tremendous bit, I would imagine.
Ah, she's done in it. She was done with WWE anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got two strikes on the fucking drug thing already.
Yeah. How did we not see this coming?
Yeah, exactly. What else did we talk about?
Saying that you had something you had to say about Impact.
Well, I watched a little bit of Impact this week. You want to start with highs or lows first? There's a lot more lows than highs.
There's so many lows.
Yeah. So let's start with the highs.
Yeah, there we go.
The return of LAX, and dude, Conan fucking delivers a bomb-ass promo, dude.
So fucking good.
Dude, that was awesome. I was stoked for that. I mean, well, just for Conan, honestly.
Yeah, I give a fuck about the rest of these. That little girl they got there, what a fucking spitfire she is.
Yeah.
She is all over the place.
Yeah. Who are the rest of these guys again?
No idea. Even... Homicide.
Homicide? Yeah.
I don't know who anybody else is.
Yeah, me either. It was just awesome to see Conan in, like, the full fucking... I knew that you could tell which one is him by the body and shit. I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
And that was a badass promo, dude. Like, dude, he fucking came at it with fire, dude.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm sure he just uses pent-up aggression towards Dixie Carter. He's like, yeah, just picture me doing this to Dixie.
And they're also using some of the guys from Crash now.
Yeah, yeah, they had a Laredo Kid and
Garza Jr.?
Yeah, Garza Jr., there you go.
Yeah, dude, I mean, dude, to me, Conan is a guy who, like, I would bring in, dude. I would use him, man. He's knows what he's fucking doing in the wrestling business. Yeah. That's all I really had for the highs. I didn't really watch all that much. Yeah, were there other highs?
The only other high that I would give is I like Cody Rhodes a lot as the shit-eating heel.
Yeah. I'm good with that, too.
Yeah. When he offered that, what was it, Casey Quinn, $45 to just leave the ring and not fight his wife, that's 20 more than what they were going to pay you. Gold.
Yeah, dude. I have enjoyed all that shit, you know, as far as the negatives. On the YouTube channel, they had one of the videos was like this minute-long clip of, like, the Booker sitting around the back.
Oh, you mean Simon Diamond, Bruce Pritchard, who's the other one?
Oh, Dutch Mantel.
Dutch Mantel, yeah.
And someone else, probably.
Yeah, there's one other guy, but
I don't They're know. Going over how they're booking a match. Dude, honestly, are they not? Russo That's what back. I took it as.
Russo has to be back.
Dude, he has to be fucking writing this, dude.
I said that 2 weeks ago in my review that if Russo's not back, this is retarded. Because everything screams it. Everything. The knocks on WWE, the announcers arguing, some of the illogical decisions, like the bookers, Bruce Pritchard, Brother Love, as you would say, saying that only Lashley can decide who he fights for his title. What the fuck? Since when is that a thing?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on over there, dude. I thought that was awful, though.
Yeah. I would say another high is Alberto El Patron calling EC3 baby many, many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he fucking... Yeah, baby!
No, he's just like, baby, that was a great match, baby. Just like...
You Jimmy Hart now?
Yeah. Jimmy Hart... calls also another high is when he calls Bobby Bubby. Bubby Lashley. Fucking love it.
It's awesome, dude. I love fucking, I love Jimmy Hart, dude. If there was like, if I could pick like wrestling personalities to hang out with for a day, I think Jimmy Hart would be in my top 15.
I think so. I think he'd have a lot of great stories to tell.
I just want to like hang out with him and have him call me darling and shit, you know? He does. He calls everybody darling. Guys, he calls them darling and baby.
That's fucking great.
It's awesome, man. But, yeah, man. Fucking love Jimmy. He's awesome. Dude, he's
great. You know, him or Mean Gene. I would love to sit in a room with Mean Gene for like 3 hours.
Oh, dude, just get drunk.
Oh, fuck, man. Get Mean Gene stoned.
Oh, he's fucking great, too.
Yeah, talk wrestling aliens in the universe of Mean Gene Stone.
Yeah, I popped for months after we got that open from Mean Gene.
Yeah, that is...
I popped, dude, like, every time.
The first time I ever heard it, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. How am I supposed to fucking compete with this?
It's pretty awesome. Fucking Mean Gene. And yeah, what were some of the... I mean, what else happened on this show? I didn't really watch a lot of it. I saw... when LAX came back, they attacked fucking
every TNA tag team known to man.
Well, at first they attacked the fucking who the fuck? What are those guys called? No,
Decay.
Yeah,
yeah.
More like the gay, am I right?
Yeah. The gay. I like Rosemary a lot.
Yeah.
The noises you're making, man.
Yeah, you gotta do the raspy, the like the old the old guy left.
Oh, fucking hell. So, yeah, no, they attacked Decay, Reno Scum, and the Crash Fellas. And I think that might have been it. But, yeah, that whole segment until LAX showed up was dying a horrible death.
Yeah. With Decay?
Yeah, they were decaying.
Decay should not be in the ring doing promos. They should be, like, somewhere else doing their promos.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but it's like, it's fucking, you expect more out of Jarrett and Mantel. Like I said, it just feels to me like fucking Russo's writing the shit. He claims he's not and everything, but dude, it just reeks of that guy.
How about the return of Suicide?
I mean, Russo did, I mean, last week he said he was on his way. He told us.
He did.
The return of Suicide.
Yeah, that fucking shitty X Division character.
From the video game, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You know how many people have played Suicide?
Like, a lot? Do you have an exact number?
I don't have an exact number, but I know a few names off the top of my head. TJ Perkins.
Yeah.
Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. Fuck. That's about all I've got off the top of my head.
Now some guy who's not as good as any of those guys.
You know who it is? This guy named Caleb Conley.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
He wrestles as Caleb Conley on TNA as we speak. So I guess he's double dipping.
Oh, goddamn. I didn't know you. Last week we were like, who the fuck is Caleb Conley?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a garbage. He's not garbage. He's okay, but he's bland.
Yeah. Well, his name is Caleb Conway.
Conley.
Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, get it right.
Bob Caudle would call him Conway.
Yeah, but he can get away with it.
I'm fucking excited about Cuddling with Caudle coming to the channel, dude.
Dude, I've got to try to do a logo with that.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Send any questions you have. He said he gives romantic advice, so send your romance questions at Suplex City Limit for the Cuddling with Caudle. It'd be fucking awesome.
Can't wait. Every bit of advice I need, I'm going to turn to Caudle. Cuddling with Caudle is going to be the way to be.
Oh, man. That is fucking great. Yeah, the NXT this week was at the University of Central Florida once again.
Once again? Yeah.
This crowd, for most of it, just didn't give a fuck.
No, and why should they?
They open with the Ely brothers, who've never done anything before this but be immediately smashed, like before even doing a move. So they got to talk. They got to do a little bit of wrestling.
Yeah. When I first seen them, and they like, the guy takes his head and puts it up against his. But when they started looking at each other, I was like, oh, they're going to do the doink gimmick. Just like, I was like, oh, yes, please do it. No.
Yeah, I think about that every time I see fucking Tony Nese and Neville in the ring together.
Yeah.
They take on the Authors of Pain. And the crowd for both teams, just nothing.
Nope.
Like, you look out and not a single person even looks like they're interested. I don't know, was this filmed after the last week's episode? Are they tired?
You gotta be tired, though, when you film the string of shit like that. You know what I mean? You see, this match is like, oh, okay, I won't watch this one. I'm just gonna check Facebook or something.
Afterward, Ellering cuts a promo, DIY comes out. The crowd awakens for DIY. They're over as fuck. The crowd's chanting and everything, so... Interesting how not over the Authors of Pain are. Not even as heels. Like, they don't even... People don't even boo them. They just, don't care.
There's no heat whatsoever.
No.
Well, it doesn't help. It doesn't help them at all either that Paul Ellering has done them no favors.
Man, he's not as good as he used to be, huh?
No. No, it's a shame. But I thought that at least they were going to be able to lean on that crutch, but no.
Yeah, he sounds very old now, and it just doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That or maybe it's just, like, too similar to the old. It's just, like, the same shit he would have done in 1990. I don't know.
But I just find his promos and everything are just not on par with what they were. Maybe he's uninspired or something. I don't know, but.
Then come out the Revival. Regal sets up a three-way. A three-way elimination, though. So that's cool.
So do you think that the Authors of Pain get eliminated immediately? And then they let the Revival and DIY just have their last time before one of them gets called up?
I don't know. We could see that.
Of all places, I can see NXT doing that.
Yeah. I mean, the Revival are the shit, dude. I don't care. Oh, dude. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I want to see him go to Raw, though.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I can't. Why would you put another debuting tag team on SmackDown? All the tag teams on SmackDown are garbage anyways.
Yeah, right. And it's amazing how much they've killed off, like, dude, American Alpha, I don't even care at this point.
No, I'm on the verge of fast-forwarding every time I see them. It's because I know it's just going to be the same old song and dance with just another tag team that I don't care about.
They came in and they relied on the, you know, how over they were coming in, and they did nothing with it. Yeah. When's the last time you really heard, maybe there was, maybe they do happen more than I guess I don't notice them, but... A promo from these guys. No. Something. Interesting.
But you know what, though? They stopped doing the Ready, Willing, and Gable thing. So, like, what else are they going to say?
I don't know.
Right, so...
got to do fucking something. They need something, dude. I mean, they're just like Little Red Steiner Brothers now.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. But speaking of shitty tag teams, we get a video for Heavy Machinery.
I don't know how I feel about these guys.
The name just kills it for me. Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, it's really dumb. I thought the promo was like total throwback, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
The promo was like, it reminded me of like an old 80s style promo. I don't know. I'm not sure. Who's in this again? Do you know that fan?
Tucker Knight and Otis Dozovich.
I like that Dozovich guy. Yeah,
he's definitely... Tucker Knight. Isn't Tucker Knight the one that was in Sanity? No.
No. It's hard to say. Tucker Knight's like been failing at a bunch of shit down there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them there that just keep on recycling. They all look the same to me.
What's his name who was actually good and got fired? It's probably pissed now. He's probably like, what the fuck?
What's his name? Who are you talking... Who's that?
The fat guy they fired.
Oh, fucking Bull Dempsey.
Yeah. He would have been way better with the other guy.
Yeah.
And get rid of fucking Tucker Knight.
Fuck you, Tucker.
But I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about these guys. I think I need to see a little more from it. Because, like, I, as a fat guy, I'm, like, automatically in on a fat guy in a singlet, you know?
Oh, definitely. Like, you gotta stand up for the brotherhood.
Like, if they make these guys, like, a natural disasters type of thing or something. You know? Dude, that could be cool.
That's a gimmick that would never work anymore, hey?
An interesting promo package for Asuka. Cool thing about this, fucking Baroness is playing a super kick-ass band. They don't mention it's Baroness, but it is. Their song Shock Me, fucking awesome. But do you think that there's... Maybe I'm reading too much into this. Do you think they're painting it like she's underestimating Ember Moon? You know, she's sitting around a pool, she's all this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have seen a change in Asuka over the last few months of just a more of a cocky attitude. And maybe they are doing a slow build to a complete heel Asuka. I don't know. But yeah, I can see him painting that picture and shining a light on how she doesn't think that Ember Moon is a threat.
This is the last good matchup.
It is.
I don't know. I say you have her fucking beat. To me, what I would do with this, I'd have her beat Ember Moon. Ah, fuck. How can you do it? They should have done that. That should be the three-way, honestly. You know, then you could get, you can beat, you can get the belt off Asuka without beating her. Yeah. Because she's nearly to, like, Goldberg level as far as,
To the point where even Goldberg is, well, he was told to mention it, I would imagine.
I'm sure. But yeah, to me, you can bring her in on the SmackDown thing, dude. She's already been working the house shows. I mean, granted, there's a lot of women already on SmackDown.
A lot there is. And you know what? Just like the main roster, the vast majority of them suck. They're horrible.
Mm. But I mean, you know, they set it up against any available woman, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it allows it, it would be a good spot to do it if you're going to, like, bring somebody in. But it's mad. Rude Raw really needs other women, huh? They've got
so does fucking... SmackDown, though. Especially since they're more likely losing Nikki Bella.
True.
So, I would myself put her on SmackDown because there's less chance of Vince seeing her.
Well, I feel like that's what's going to happen. I feel like why that's the stip for this. You know? So we'll see. But, you know, even if you ever beat Ember Moon, it just sucks. Yeah, you try to get it off her without it fucking losing.
Yeah, that would be... Now,
anyway, it would have been the way to go.
The upside to that, though, is it's just NXT. Those stats doesn't necessarily make their way to WWE. So.
All right. In a perfect world, you could get the belt on Moon and you could get Asuka up for this WrestleMania thing.
Yep.
And make her the champ of SmackDown.
I never thought about that. How they've left it open to being anybody can challenge for it.
Hell yeah, boy!
Yeah, no, I never thought about that. That is a good way to get Asuka up to the main roster. Really is.
There you go. Macy Estrella.
Is any relation to... no, never mind. I was thinking Armando Estrada. That's not the same.
I guess she's a former military policewoman.
Yeah, she's fucking jacked.
She dresses like something a World War II pilot would jack off to. You know? She's got like a pin-up style thing going on. She takes on Nikki Cross with Sanity in tow. And Nikki Cross just like fucking destroys this chick, dude.
Yeah, she did.
Is it a corkscrew neck breaker? One of those?
I think that's what you'd call it. But like
a swinging neckbreaker, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember which it was now.
Who cares what it's called? We're not told, but this is the way I look at it. If I'm not told what you're doing, why should I even talk about what you're doing? You know what I mean?
Dude, nobody calls moves anymore.
I know. It's so stupid.
No one, they don't know the moves. Graves does, but that's about it.
Yeah. Moro does. Moro knows the moves and all their alternate names.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. Nikki Cross kind of was like dragging her to her feet to keep repeatedly fucking slamming her on the ground.
But now, okay, tell me now, besides for the aspect that Nikki Cross is crazy, would you believe that Nikki Cross could beat the shit out of her?
Well, I mean, you can't really handicap fucking crazy, man.
No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Strength can be very, very underutilized and very, very misleading.
Right. Crazy trumps all, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather fight a tough chick, you know, at default emotional setting than a fucking crazy bitch who's mad. You know, who's tiny.
Yeah. I mean, any woman that's willing to put those ring ropes in her mouth every time she goes to the ring.
Yeah.
You got to be wondering what else she would do.
Yeah, right. I kind of think she's hot, Nikki Cross, man. And they're crazy. Oh, I don't know. It's just like, in this crazy gimmick, it's like, I don't like it.
Yeah. You're the wrong kind of crazy. And it's nice.
Makes it dangerous. Makes it fun.
Yeah. Like we're talking with Thrill Seekers.
Dude, it's like the second Thrill Seekers reference. Next, we'll be fucking riding go-karts and shit, trying to hit on chicks. Those Thrill Seekers promos are fucking amazing.
They're so good. They're so fucking good.
I love them, dude. After the match, Noé Jose and Dillinger attack. So you have the Faces attack, which is like,
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it's No Way Jose.
And they set up, a 3-on-3 tag match? Is that for next week or is that for TakeOver?
I sure hope it's for next week.
Sanity versus Dillinger, Jose, and Roddy Strong.
Yeah, the Roddy Strong who stands up for bullying.
He fucking goes in. You know, Roderick Strong comes into NXT and immediately just, like, fucking just mid-card. Yeah. You know? Just assumes the position at mid-card.
Yeah. Bend over and assume the position, Roddy.
Will he get to the main event, you think, of fucking NXT?
I can see him getting to the main event of NXT. I don't see him ever going anywhere on the main roster at all.
Well, we got to get to this main event because I have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
But before that, we got a package for Aleister Black, which was pretty cool.
Yep.
Tommy End is awesome, so that's good. They're using Fade to Black kind of as his little catchphrase. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll play up the satanic gimmick as much. Because isn't that like true to life that he does like read the satanic Bible or whatever the fuck that is?
Oh, I think he's, I don't know. Could be. I think this is his idea, or partly his idea, to go with like a fucking, you know, Aleister Crowley sort of thing.
Yeah.
This lady's backstage, I don't know her name, I don't care. She's supposed to be interviewing one of the Aussie cunts, but she ends up capturing C.N. Almas bullying Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles. Like, locker and shit. Noni Lorcan comes out to defend him. So next week you get Oni Lorcan versus Cien Almas, and I do have it here. Yeah, Roderick Strong, that three way or that six man match is next week too. Okay. So
yeah, thank fuck Christ.
Cassius Ohno versus Bobby Roode, NXT Championship, dude. Just it's been overwhelming, the reaction to Chris Hero's outfit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all.
I like the idea of spoofing the classic Dream Team jersey, because that's what that is.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. But, goddamn, those shorts are awful for him. And then he had that jersey and he tucked it in, which was, that was awful. Ugh.
Yeah, as a fellow fat man myself, I beg to ask the question, how did that jersey stay tucked in?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. Because it looked like it was too small for him anyway.
Yeah.
He could wear, to me, he could wear pants. Like long fucking tights. They could even be tight.
Yeah.
And a basketball jersey like that, that's big, oversized. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Untucked. Untucked. And yes. Maybe wear some kind of Under Armour thing under it or something.
Well, because like Kevin Owens. I can even live with the fact belly? Of him wearing shorts and wearing a baggy shirt. I can get over that.
Yeah. They need to be knee-length shorts.
Yeah, I mean, I can live with the tighty-whities. No, not white,
did
though.
Did you see all the fucking cottage cheese on the back of this guy's legs, dude?
I did see it.
Come on, man.
No, I know.
Stays, you gotta fucking, for fat guys, you gotta... See, and Kevin Owens, people say, like, oh, he looks like fucking, you know, shitty indie wrestler. Whatever, dude. He dresses appropriately for a fat guy.
Yes.
You know, covers the shit that should be covered, and I don't know why he doesn't cover his weird chlamydia fucking armpits, though.
I'm not the only one that notices that, thank you.
Dude, what is that's going on there?
I don't know. I really, really don't know. I don't know. It's almost as if his armpits are riddled with stretch marks.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's the case or not, but it's weird.
It's a little weird. Yeah. But yeah, have you ever seen his belly in a match?
No.
Like, it's flesh belly? I think he wears like a onesie under there, probably.
I think he does wear it, because like, back in the indies, he wore the singlet with the legs. I'm pretty sure he just still wears a singlet. Just puts the shorts on and over it.
That's genius, because then your fucking gut never hangs out.
Oh, dude, like, I'm a fat man. I wear an undershirt every day.
I tuck it in. Yeah. Well, I don't tuck it in, but yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So, somebody needs to dress. If dressed right, I don't care, but the way he was dressed just looked like shit to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I thought the match was boring. I mean, obviously, Bobby Roode's not giving you any fucking barn burners.
he's not the greatest wrestler in the world, I agree.
Not even close. This match was boring.
I've always equated Bobby Roode to Triple H.
Yeah.
Basically the same style. Now, there was some offense from Ono that I liked. You know, he's got some nice moves. For a fat man, he can get around. You know, that's kind of his charm. But, I thought it was an okay match. You know, it was boring, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. And making him cash with Ono, if that's his real name. that sucks, so. But no less, I mean, TakeOver's coming up, Mania's coming up. I don't know how stoked I am really about them, but they're coming. And we'll watch them, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, it's... I'm not sold on either one of them either. I'm super excited that I did not make the trip down there. I was never going to, but I'm glad that I went to the WrestleMania I went to compared to this one.
Yeah, that's probably a good call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Is there anything else we got fucking this week before we get out of here? What's coming up on the Federation? What are you covering this week, man?
This week is once a month we do a listener submitted episode. This month is Scotty from SatPod actually asked us to do Filmage, which is a Descendants documentary. So that's what we're doing this week.
And you can request anything for this or what?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, I would imagine.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, we're not going to do. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's something that would get requested that I wouldn't do.
Yeah, I need to get in on this. I need to like any movie or what?
Like it's it would be if it's wrestling related, cool. If it's interesting enough and it's got nothing to do with wrestling, yeah. You know, but if it's just like, oh, I want you to review Die Hard, no. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got you there. The Descendants. What is this, like a tour video of theirs or what?
No, it's basically just the whole history of the Descendants and how Milo became a scientist and While he was going to school they had formed a band called All. And getting back together, health problems, blah, blah, blah. It's a good documentary. I love the documentary.
I'll have to check that out. I'm fucking a huge punk fan, an old school punk fan, but that's a band I never fucking got into. I was listening to some of it this week because I know like you and your brother are like hard as fuck about that band.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
I can see, because the Descendants are not for everybody. They kind of ushered in the pop punk genre.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're more melodic than a lot of the punk bands that were around back in the day. But I don't know. I've always just, there's certain songs that I've heard from the Descendants and that I always stuck with me. And then when I did dive into them, I did get really into them. So yeah, mine and your music different or taste drastically change or drastically different.
Right? Oh, sure. Yeah, I didn't think it was terrible or anything.
No. Descendants is what got me in. Like, it's. I admittedly say that when I was a kid, I listened to a lot of Blink-182.
Sure.
But it got me into, first, the Descendants and NOFX and stuff like that. And then I got into, Fugazi and stuff. So, that's how I really got into Descendants. It was just like diving down the rabbit hole inch by inch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I'm way more into like fucking Minor Threat than Fugazi.
Yeah, no, hey, I like Minor Threat too. Minor Threat's pretty goddamn dope.
For a bunch of straight edge fuckers.
Yeah.
I've got straight edge. I don't have straight. I'm not straight edge at all. No. That's cool. That's coming up on the Funeration channel, available all over the place. MoFudge.com.
Yeah. And if you're looking for wrestling, the week after will be WWE Bad Blood 2003.
Mm.
Kevin Nash versus Triple H is going to be horrible.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, coming up soon, I don't know when, next couple of weeks here, we'll have a new episode of Pay-Per-View Take Two. We put it up on Twitter, at Suplex City Limit. The fans voted for King of the Ring 99.
Refresh my memory. What happens in King of the Ring 99?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
So,
well, okay,
unless he was fucking with me, and it seemed like, I don't think he is, but I was like, you gotta be shitting me. He's like, yeah, it's the one what is his name? What do they call him at that time? The one Billy Gunn wins.
Oh my, it is too. Oh
and I my don't, God. I don't really remember this at all, because I smoke so much that, watching these old shows, even if I did watch them, it's like watching it for the first time. So, but yeah, the one Billy Gunn. Oh, dude. So it's going to be awful, but check it out on Suplex City Limits channel.
You do have, there's a Hardy Boys versus the Brood, which is Edge and Christian match. That should be good.
Yeah.
The dark match for that night was Meat defeating Kurt Angle.
Oh my.
Then the Hardy Boys had a match against the Brood again. No. Yeah. Oh, the match is only 4 minutes long, so maybe not.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Well, don't give me all the results because I wanted to.
I didn't give you any results to anything except for the dark match. I just told you who had the match.
I was kind of pissed that he spoiled it and told me the one Billy Gunn wins because I would not have seen that coming.
I'm looking at the bracket now, dude. The bracket's abysmal.
Yeah, that's great. So that's coming. thanks for voting for that, you assholes. ECW Living Dangerously 2000 was on there. And Jared comes up with them. He looks online to find, what people generally think are the worst. And I was like, dude, I'll take that ECW 2000. Like, a ravaged ECW with like nobody left.
Yeah, I was like, Carino and Jerry Lynn. That's about it.
That seems interesting to me, at least.
Yeah.
We also like how Stampede 88. I was like, oh, that could be cool too. But whatever. The Attitude Era always wins.
Yeah, I guess. Hey.
Yep. So we'll be doing that, and I don't know. Yeah, coming up soon here, episode 1, Cuddling with Caudle. That'll be That'll be happening.
I can't wait. I really can't.
And should be a new Fully Loaded podcast coming up too. Now that Fully Loaded's back.
That's like great school news too.
Yeah, so lots of fucking good shit coming up on the channel. WrestleMania. Probably have some guests coming up, all kinds of good shit. We have anything to do before thank yous?
No, there's no questions this week. We don't have a game show because we got no guest. So, yeah. No, I don't think we've got anything else, do we? Unless I'm forgetting something. Do you have anything?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered the week pretty fucking well.
Very well.
This week in wrestling, like, Brad Maddox covered Paige's face and cum.
That's all you needed to know.
We could have came in and been like, there's a Paige sex tape. Ooh, go check it out. Woo! And then roll the music. Play the music. Fucking out of here.
As soon as we tell you about it, if you didn't know, you're just going to start looking.
Yeah, shout outs to Patreon supporters, our friends at the Wrestling Soup Podcast. They don't need our plugs, but we're plugging them anyway. Because they're good dudes. And infamous Chris Savage and also Casey. Thank you guys for donating. You can get your own shout out for your friend, your fucking band, your business. Whatever you want. Donate some money. We'll shout you out. Let's see. What else we got? Shout out to... he just got a mention. Shout out to Chocolatier LL at Chocolatier LL. He's a good dude on Twitter. I don't know if he was like challenging me to shout him out.
How did he challenge you to shout him out?
Yeah, he was like, oh, I don't know what he said, but he's doing like his junk food fucking tournament. It's basically like March Madness.
Okay.
Except junk food.
Oh.
And somebody somehow, I don't know, you pick every week and somehow somebody can win $50 worth of junk food. So like I'm totally in on that shit, right?
God
like,
damn. Do they ship like, to Canada?
Cost more than $50.
Yeah. Everything does.
Yeah. And shout out to at Call Me Gordy on Twitter as well. He's a cool dude. Gave us some love this week on the Twitter. So yeah. The Strap Podcast, 414 show on YouTube. Sat Pod. Cool Kids MMA Wrestling Group. Secret Jabroni Society on Facebook. If you want to talk wrestling, go to those places. Well, the horribly offensive wrestling memes page on Facebook. Dude, if you're a savage, you can go there. But, dude, I'm going to warn all of you in advance. There's some fucked up shit. offensive memes, you know. I'm like, I got invited to this group, and I'm like, well, whatever. Holy shit, dude. When you see a Becky Lynch meme with a fucking fetus in a bucket, dude, it's like, holy fuck. What the fuck? Exactly, dude. So, yeah, check that out if you're a fucking
You've got to send me an invite to this. I need to see this stuff.
Oh, I'll invite you to it, yeah. Or you want to see, like, fucking, videos of dead pictures of dead wrestlers. It's fucked, dude. It's
like the actual dead wrestlers, like them dead.
Oh yeah, like a meme that has a fucking Yokozuna dead.
Oh no, that picture's so gross.
I don't know who took that picture.
Oh dude, they're a savage. They took that. Whoever took that picture.
Oh dude, it's savage, dude. It's a fucking crazy group. Only apply for membership there if you're a fucking certifiable savage.
It's like sitting down to watch a Serbian film.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, dude. It's so hard to watch. It's such a disgusting movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they do this thing called newborn porn. Ugh.
Jesus Christ. I've heard of that movie, and like... I'm not really into fucked up shit like that. I'm good without it, so.
I seen about 45 minutes of it, and I turn it off. I was like, no, I'm done.
Couldn't do anymore.
Tapping out.
So, yeah, I think we shouted out everyone we need to. Obviously, the entire history, all the episodes of Fully Loaded Podcast, Pay-Per-View Take 2, and Suplex City Limits, all available on the Podbean. And they're even organized on the right side. You can click Pay-Per-View Take 2 or Fully Loaded, and it'll pull up all the episodes. I went through and changed a bunch of shit on the Podbean. It took me like fucking forever to get all those categorized.
I've seen the categories there. Luckily, I only got to pick Suplex City Limits. I don't have to worry about
it. They used to be categorized all fucked up when a certain egg-sucking dog was doing it. Yes. I love that. He listens to it. I love, like, just like, I gotta take a shot every week.
Love you, Rando. Egg-sucking dog.
Rando brought it last, on the 100th episode, too. Shout out to that.
Oh, what a fucking champ.
He brought it hard on there. So I think we're done. It's been a long show.
It has. For just two people. Hours. It has been like 2 hours and 15 minutes almost.
Yeah, we spent an hour probably talking about Paige and her pussy. I think we're good. Hall of Fame, check out our Facebook. See who this week's inductee is. And throw us a like while you're there. Go to the album section. Every member of our Hall of Fame, almost 100 at this point.
Hot diggity damn.
Are all on display. That just makes me think, what the fuck, the song from No Mercy or WrestleMania 2000? Dick, diggity dog.
Dick, diggity dog. Yeah, the Nintendo 64 music.
Bring it! It's like 5 seconds of music endlessly fucking looped.
I remember just playing No Mercy, I believe, and just hearing that on repeat.
Yeah, dude. Fucking great. So, that's going to do it. Hope you all have lovely fucking weeks, and until we return, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire, and remember that a winner is you and Brad Maddox.
And Xavier Woods.
And all of us for that tech. $77 million made from watching me come under the sun on my vacation. The warning has I ain't getting paid to entertain you. Thought I was showered, rocking my polo tape for hours and hours. Yeah, going to the therapy, bigger than Ron Jeremy. Cause it's the last week, raw ass week. And I've been running with the blue balls since last week. Come on, you ask me, I'm glad to speak. After we get butt naked and break it down real nasty. Get the bit naked. Come on, baby, make it hot. Ride the cop till you hit the spot. Get the Brit Mania. Come on, baby, make it hot. Brit Mania. Ooh, ooh, doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Ooh, the little bitch, I hope I'm joking. Your hoes and she can blow. $1 let me long time in a limo. For really dough. I'm just trying to fly with the flows. Freak up some hoes, blow up the shows. Make a little dough, as if you didn't know. Back to the strip club, freaking out some hoes. Swinging my dick and laying that ain't no thing. Hell yeah. It's still gonna go like the hoes who came out in those strip clubs. And it's representing the Nationals. Yeah. Mixmaster Mike, Mixmaster Mike. Me get a pussy tight. No Jimmy, no Kimmy, no less. In the mess of two races, we trust. It's the worst. Cause it's the last week, raw ass week. And I've been running with the blue balls since last week. Come on, you ask me, well, I'm glad to speak. After we get butt naked and break it down, I'm nasty. Dip the Brit Mania. Come on, baby, make it hot. Dip the Brit Mania. Ride the cop till you hit the spot. Dip the Brit Mania. Come on, baby, make it hot. Love me when you want punani. Queen bitch, the red lipstick, the all black heart, call me Black Barbie. Fuck a blowjob, just a motherfucking heart. Under 7 inches, ain't sorry. Men and men, I can't fuck with them. I like to ride the cop till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it hot. Got a convertible, drop the top. Before we do a thing, I want the diamonds and the rings. The furs, the minks, the jewels.
so you gotta give me a lie. Know you hate it, but I'm
get naked.
You ain't thinking this, we don't want to dick.
Fuck the girl game, the girls are complain. It ain't my taste, sleeping on the cold side.
You ain't thinking this, you ain't thinking this, we don't want to dick.
Yeah, fuck the girl game, the girls are complain. Come stay. Dick,
come on, baby, make it hot.
Dick,
ride the cock till you hit the spot.
Dick,
come on, baby, make